Ever wish you could just download all the knowledge for a big exam, like
Yeah.
straight into your brain matrix style?
Tell me about it. I'd even settle for like a highlight reel of the most important stuff.
Right, me too. And while we haven't quite figured out that whole brain upload thing yet, think of this deep dive as the next best thing.
Yeah.
We're diving into Dr. Rosenthal's Super Review for Counseling Exam Prep.
Okay.
It's a classic resource, really helps you conquer those concepts.
It's like a greatest hits album for counseling theory, really is.
Exactly. And we're going to start with, like, the bedrock, right?
Yeah.
Understanding people.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't talk about human development without the nature versus nurture debate.
Yeah.
Is it our genes or our environment that makes us who we are?
Well, you know, Dr. Rosenthal, he reminds us, it's kind of like asking what's more important in baking a cake, right? The ingredients or the oven? You need both.
Yeah.
Our genes lay the groundwork, but our experiences, they really shape how those traits express themselves.
So it's less about picking sides and more about understanding how they work together.
Absolutely. And that's where those big names in developmental theory come in.
Okay.
Let's start with Freud, right?
Okay.
Love him or hate him. He really got the ball rolling with his ideas about, you know, the unconscious. Imagine an iceberg, right? The tip above the water, that's our conscious mind.
Right.
But all that stuff lurking below, that's where Freud, he did his digging.
Okay, so how does this iceberg analogy, how does it actually play into counseling?
Well, think about defense mechanisms like repression, for example. So you've got a client who always seems to forget appointments when they're about to discuss something difficult. Freud might say they're unconsciously pushing those thoughts away, just like we try to stuff those embarrassing childhood photos in the back of the drawer, right?
And these defense mechanisms, they're not always a bad thing, are they?
Exactly. They can be a way of coping with anxiety or stress, at least in the short term.
Right.
But for long-term growth, we need to help clients become aware of these patterns and develop, you know, healthier ways of managing their emotions.
So it's about bringing that unconscious stuff into the light.
Precisely. Now, Freud gave us the iceberg. But Erikson, he kind of mapped out the journey we take on that iceberg.
Oh.
Remember his 8 stages of psychosocial development?
From trust versus mistrust in babies, all the way to ego integrity versus despair in our golden years.
Exactly. Each stage presents like a unique challenge that shapes our sense of self and how we interact with the world.
It's like those stages are checkpoints on our life's journey.
Mm-hmm.
But what about how our thinking evolves over time?
That's where Jean Piaget comes in.
Okay.
He was all about cognitive development.
Okay.
How our thinking processes change from infancy to adulthood.
Mm.
Remember playing peekaboo with a baby?
Yeah.
To them, if they can't see you, you vanish.
Yeah.
That's because they haven't developed object permanence yet.
It's amazing how much our brains develop in those first few years, isn't it?
Absolutely. PJ helps us understand those developmental milestones
and
how they influence our learning and problem-solving abilities.
Oh, okay, so we've got Freud, we've got Erikson, we've got Piaget.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of theories. How do we keep them straight?
Well, think of it like building a house. Okay.
Go ahead.
Freud, he provides the foundation.
Okay.
Erikson builds the framework.
Mm-hmm.
And Piaget, he puts in the windows and doors.
I like it.
Yeah.
So we've got the basic structure.
Yeah.
But what about the kind of the stuff inside the house?
Well, we can't forget about Maslow and his hierarchy of needs.
Right.
He reminds us that before we can worry about self-actualization and achieving our full potential, we've got to take care of those basic needs, like food, shelter, safety.
Makes sense. You can't exactly write a novel if you're worried about where your next meal is coming from.
Exactly. And once those basic needs are met,
then we can start thinking about things like belonging, love, esteem,
right.
All those things that make life meaningful.
So it's like climbing a ladder, one rung at a time.
Precisely. And as we climb that ladder, our sense of morality, it develops too.
Okay.
Lawrence Kohlberg's stages of moral development, they kind of come into play here.
Okay.
Remember those.
Okay, so we've got like this framework for understanding how people develop.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not just isolated beings, are we? Our culture shapes us too, right?
Right, absolutely. Yeah, Dr. Rosenthal reminds us that, you know, understanding culture, it's not just about knowing where someone's from or what holidays they celebrate or anything like that.
Right.
It's about those deeper values, beliefs, communication styles that can really influence a client's experience in therapy. So it's like there's this whole other layer of understanding that we need to kind of bring to the table.
Exactly. It's like an iceberg again, actually. What we see on the surface.
Yeah.
Clothing, food, language, that's just the tip.
Okay.
Below the waterline are those deeper cultural norms, you know?
Right.
About family, communication, even how we express emotions.
I'm starting to see how easy it would be to misunderstand a client if we're only paying attention to what's, you know, above the surface.
Exactly. And that's where cultural sensitivity becomes so important, right?
Okay.
It's about approaching each client with curiosity and humility,
mm-hmm.
recognizing that our own cultural lens might not be the same as theirs.
So how do we do that? How do we become more culturally sensitive counselors?
Well, Dr. Rosenthal talks about being aware of our own biases first and foremost.
Right.
You know, we all have them, right?
Yeah.
Based on our upbringing, our experiences.
Sure.
The key is to recognize them so they don't cloud our judgment.
So it's about doing our own self-work so that we can then show up for our clients from a place of authenticity.
Exactly. And it's also about being curious about our clients' cultures.
Okay.
Asking open-ended questions.
Yeah.
Being respectful of their traditions and beliefs.
It seems so obvious when you put it like that, but I feel like it's probably easy to forget when you get in the weeds.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. For example, did you know that in some cultures, direct eye contact is seen as a sign of respect? While in others, it can be perceived as confrontational.
Oh, wow. I did not realize that.
Yeah.
I can see how important it is to be aware of those nuances.
Absolutely. And it's not just about avoiding misunderstandings, right? It's about creating a therapeutic space where our clients feel truly seen and heard.
So it's about building trust and rapport by honoring their cultural background.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It sounds like this cultural piece is really foundational to the whole therapeutic process.
Absolutely, because at the end of the day, whether we're talking about Freud, mm-hmm. Erickson, or anyone in between, we're talking mm-hmm. about understanding people.
Right.
And you can't truly understand someone without understanding their cultural context.
That's like what you said earlier about the iceberg, right?
Yeah.
We've got to be willing to dive below the surface to really see the whole picture.
I love that, yeah.
Okay, I'm ready to dive into those different approaches to counseling. What's first on Dr. Rosenthal's like hit list?
Well, he kicks things off with the OG of talk therapy.
Okay.
Freudian psychoanalysis.
So we've covered like the building blocks of human development.
Right.
The importance of cultural context.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say we're ready to like roll up our sleeves and explore some actual counseling approaches.
I agree.
What's Dr. Rosenthal highlighting as we dive into the therapist's toolkit for change?
Well, he kicks things off with, like, you know, the OG of talk therapy, Freudian psychoanalysis. It's like the vintage record player of therapy approaches.
Okay.
It may not be the most popular choice today.
Right.
But you got to appreciate its influence, you know?
Yeah, it's like laying the groundwork, right? You have to understand where we came from to appreciate how far we've come.
Exactly. Rosenthal emphasizes that while some of Freud's ideas have been, let's say, reinterpreted over the years, his core concepts, their essential knowledge. For example, think about catharsis.
Okay.
The idea that expressing pent-up emotions can be incredibly therapeutic.
Ah, the classic talking cure, get it all out on the therapist's couch.
Right. It's like that feeling of relief after a good cry. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, Freud also gave us free association, where the client just shares whatever pops into their mind, no matter how random.
Yeah.
It's like a stream of consciousness.
Yeah.
And sometimes those unexpected thoughts, they can lead to some amazing breakthroughs.
It's like you're fishing for insights in the deep sea of the unconscious mind.
I like that, yeah.
And then we can't forget dream analysis.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Because who doesn't love a good dream interpretation? It's like deciphering a secret code.
Exactly.
Who knew our dreams could be so full of, like, hidden meaning?
Right, exactly. And then there's transference, that intriguing phenomenon where clients, they kind of project feelings from past relationships,
mm-hmm.
often with caregivers, onto the therapist.
So if a client, like, gets easily frustrated with their therapist.
Yeah.
It might be rooted in unresolved issues with like a parent or something.
Exactly, exactly.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
But psychoanalysis isn't the only approach, right?
Not at all. Rosenthal also covers more modern techniques like cognitive behavioral therapy or CBT,
okay.
which focuses on the interconnectedness of our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors.
So it's kind of like if you can change a negative thought pattern,
Yeah.
you can then change the feeling and the behavior associated with it.
Precisely.
Okay.
Think of it as like a dynamic triangle. Change one point and you influence the others.
It's a very like practical, action-oriented approach.
It is. And Rosenthal highlights two major figures in CBT.
Okay.
Albert Ellis, known for his Rational Emotive Behavior Therapy, or REBT,
Okay.
and Aaron Beck, the pioneer of cognitive therapy.
So it's about like becoming aware of those thought patterns and learning to challenge them, reframe them.
Precisely. And they often use behavioral techniques like exposure therapy,
Okay.
where you gradually confront your fears in a safe environment. It's
Oh,
like slowly dipping your toes in the water instead of just diving headfirst into a cold pool.
makes sense. Makes sense.
Right.
Now, what about those approaches that focus more on like the therapeutic relationship itself?
You're talking about the humanistic school of thought,
Yeah.
which emphasizes empathy, genuineness, and unconditional positive regard.
Right.
Think Carl Rogers and his person-centered therapy.
Okay.
It's all about creating that safe and supportive space for clients to, explore their inner world.
Right.
Rogers believed that the therapist's role is less about giving advice and more about providing a non-judgmental presence.
So it's less about fixing and more about facilitating growth.
Exactly. It's about empowering the client to find their own answers.
We've covered a lot of ground here.
Yeah.
Any other essential approaches that Dr. Rosenthal highlights?
He touches on Gestalt therapy,
Okay.
developed by Fritz Perls,
Oh,
which
yeah.
focuses on the here and now to increase self-awareness and personal responsibility.
That's interesting. Okay.
Imagine it like bringing your full attention to this very moment, to what you're feeling, experiencing right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then there's group therapy,
Yes.
which offers a unique dynamic.
It does. It's like a support group and a therapy session all rolled into one.
Right.
Yeah. Dr. Rosenthal points to Irvin Yalom's work,
Okay.
which identifies those therapeutic factors that make group therapy so powerful.
Is it that feeling of universality, like knowing you're not alone in your struggles? Because that can be so comforting.
Yeah, there's something incredibly validating about sharing your story and hearing others say, "Me too, I get it."
Right.
And then there's the power of witnessing somebody else's journey
Right.
and realizing that change is possible.
It's like a built-in support system.
It is.
Now, Dr. Rosenthal also mentions career counseling,
He does.
which seems like kind of a whole other world.
It is a whole other world, and it's becoming increasingly important
Right.
as people are navigating this rapidly changing job market.
Yeah.
Dr. Rosenthal touches on classic theories like trait and factor,
Right.
which focuses on matching your personality and skills to specific occupations.
Okay.
But he also emphasizes the importance of adaptability and lifelong learning.
So it's not just about finding a job. It's about finding like a career path that really aligns with your values and your skills and kind of your aspirations.
Exactly. It's about helping people find fulfillment and meaning in their work lives.
Dr. Rosenthal really covers it all. This deep dive has been an amazing review.
It has. We've journeyed through the foundations of human development,
Right.
explored the complexities of cultural context, unpacked major counseling approaches, and touched on those specialized areas like group and career counseling.
It's true.
Remember, this was a rapid review,
Right.
but hopefully it's given you a solid framework to kind of build on as you continue your exam preparation.
It's like we've created a mental map of
Yeah.
counseling theory, a guide to navigate those tricky exam questions.
Exactly.
And who knows, maybe even spark some new insights or areas you want to explore further.
Absolutely.
So for all of you aspiring counselors out there,
Yes.
congratulations on completing this deep dive.
That's right. Good job.
We are sending you good vibes as you gear up for your exams.
Yes.
We'll catch you next time for another adventure in knowledge exploration.
Looking forward to it.